What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I have been asking Christian to get into the inner geekdom. Now, this is where I'm going to shine. I'm going to rise above it all, a champion of the inner geekdom. I am making my way for that belt.
Making his Schmodown inner geekdom debut, he is Kevin the Smasher Smith!
Give me Kalinowski.
Wow!
I've seen people like you. You come in, the fans love you. They burn so bright, and they fade into obscurity. They're gone. You, my friend, you're a bump in the road of my title.
It's going to be contentious. There's going to be a lot of trash talk. I just hope that at some point we actually get to the actual trivia, because there's a lot of great hype and hubbub, but these guys know a lot about these categories.
Don't tell Peter.
And your winner, Mike the Killer Kalinowski!
He's going to be back, and I'm going to face him again. We're going to go through this all over again, because he's not going anywhere. He's phenomenal. This inner geekdom needs players like him, because it makes me better.
Enough chit-chat. I've been waiting for this since June. I've got nothing to lose. KO! Get your ass out of here. Let's finish this.
And your winner! And Movie TV Schmodown! Inner Geekdom! Champion of the world! Kevin Smith! Your winner and new Movie TV Schmodown Inner Geekdom Champion of the World once again!
What I've accomplished this past year, no one's done. But defended four times, that's Damon, that's Shazam, so I do have something I want to do now.
Two weeks exactly before my daughter was born, I got diagnosed with colon cancer. I just need everyone to know it's probably going to be moments where I go MIA, and it was really important to me to let you guys know that I'm going to fight this with everything I have, because I love the Schmodown and I want to come.
Back, the Smasher is back! Oh my God, Mark, the Smasher is back!
He smashed Cancer Christian, and now it looks like he's ready to smash more competitors in the ring. Look at that intensity.
And your winner, Kevin the Smasher!
Mike knows that we have a mutual respect for each other, but Mike knows that I'm going to bring my best. And I know he's going to bring his best, and I know we're going to come toe-to-toe. It's really exciting to know that, we've had a storied history, like you say, and now, this building is going to, the roof's going to come off, the National Guard. He knows I'm coming for him. He wouldn't have it any less. I'm telling you this, Mike Kalinowski, I'm coming for that belt. It's Smets Kalinowski 3. Let's settle the score!
Let's do it! Woo!
Dynamite!
We are back here on Friday Night Titans, and thank you to the Beauty and the Switchblade sort of setting the table for the main course we are about to witness. It's a whole darn buffet. That is the Island Fruit. Andrew Guy, I am Mark Paradise Cove Ellis. Those nicknames won't stick, but what has stuck in the inner geekdom for years now has been Mike Kalinowski and Kevin Smets. Today, the championship of inner geekdom is on the line, and Mike Kalinowski looks to lobby yet another defense of his belt.
Yeah, Kalinowski Smets 3 with Kalinowski on fire. Now, we haven't seen him so far yet this season, but he has come off of, like you said, 3 defenses, 5 wins in a row, a dominant performance, 2 first ballot Hall of Famers in the Inner Geekdom division. What's crazy about Smasher versus Kalinowski is Kalinowski has played twice as many matches as Kevin the Smasher Smets, obviously because he had to take a little hiatus from the game, but he's come back looking better than ever. And what has turned into a rivalry of from bad blood, it's now just respect amongst the two greatest in the IG division.
It is, and we both know they know a lot about Batman. For more on that, you can check out the exhibition matches from earlier this year. But as we look at this Season 9 reboot, this is the kind of match that it makes Frank Janish, Frankie Numbers, it makes his mind turn into Russell Crowe from an Oscar-nominated film, because you think about the KOs here.
Yes.
Kevin Smets has 6 knockouts. Mike Kalinowski 3 knockouts, but Mike Kalinowski has many more wins in the inner geekdom than Kevin Smets. So whereas Smets approaches this like a Mike Tyson, like he's going to try to knock you out early, Kalinowski can trade punches. He's more like a Lennox Lewis. Lewis and Tyson fought once upon a time. That one was taken by Lennox Lewis. Who's going to take this one? That's the fun of the Schmodown. We're about to find out.
That's right. Kevin the Smasher Smets, Mike the Killer Kalinowski. This is Smets Kalinowski 3. Now Napzok, let's do this thing.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all of our friends around the world, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown. The following contest is scheduled for 5 rounds and is for the Movie Trivia Schmodown Inner Geekdom Championship of the World. Introducing first, the challenger with a record of 8 wins, 2 defeats, 6 KOs, representing the dungeon and accompanied by his manager, Kaiser. He is a former Movie Trivia Schmodown Inner Geekdom Champion of the World and the number one contender, Kevin the Smasher Smash!
All right, there is the Smasher, and there is Kaiser.
We're gonna break your back, Mikey, just like Batman.
All right, he just tore up his own cigar.
That's not a cheap display there. Hey, what's up, my
Always
friend?
Always a pleasure to see Kevin Smets, a man who we all root for outside of the Schmodown ring. Inside, it's all about competition and simple managers. But when you talk about managers, now we go to the Queen of Corruption and Mike Kalinowski. It's a pretty heralded combo. Ken?
And his opponent.
Let me stop you right there.
With a record of 14 wins, 6 defeats, and 3 knockouts, representing corruption and accompanied by his manager, the Queen of Corruption, Shannon Barney, the reigning, defending, undisputed Movie Trivia Schmodown Inner Geekdom Champion of the World, Mike the Killer.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good to see you, champ.
I don't think he's going to be ripping up that cigar.
I doubt it.
Like his opponent's manager did. And there's sort of a fly by the tower.
I mean, it is fitting. 2 champions here at one time with this belt between us. You know, it's great being back here. You, sir, I'm looking at you, Trash Mouth. You know something? I want to like you, but I don't like you. You know why? You got no scruples, kid. I know exactly who you are and what you are. But I'm happy to see you here, so we're going to have a nice game with your boy there. All right. Sound good? I got
my You know what? We're all going to we're all going to be nice to each other.
Nice?
You're going to get knocked out again, and that's going to be the end of it.
Okay.
Now,
well,
see,
wow. Here we go.
I wanted to play nice.
All right.
I wanted to play nice. Keep your boy on a leash, all right?
And just a little.
I'm watching you. Not you. You and I, we're going to be fine. You, buddy. All right.
All right, competitors and managers to their corners now. It is Corruption and the Dungeon. And just those two monikers alone start to get that competitive fire going. And now we have round one, the rules. In round number one, 10 questions will be asked to the field in the world of Inner Geekdom know-how. Each question's worth a point. Keep in mind, competitors, it is a 5-round contest. You still have your 3 usages of a repeat throughout the duration of the contest. You also each have 1 challenge to be issued by your manager at any point throughout the match. And we go to Kevin the Smasher Smets. Are you ready to compete here in this championship bout?
2 words. You're next. That belt's coming home.
All right, Mike Kalinowski, are you ready to go?
Boys, I just wanted to show up here and just have some fun. He's making it a little competitive. I've lived by 2 words this entire season that has served me quite well. Smatcher, I say it to you, buddy. Let it ride. Let it ride, my friend. I wouldn't have it any
words.
Other way, buddy.
Well,
that's 3.
Words, but
that's three words.
Smasher used an apostrophe.
I'm already behind.
Will allow it. It is 0-0 tied ball game, which means it's time for Ken to put it all into a notary.
Then let's get ready to schmodown!
All right, the crowd is set. It is a fever pitch across the world here for this Inner Geekdom 5-round championship match. Let's kick off the belt giving out festivities with Andrew Guy.
All right, Killer and Smasher, it's an honor to be up here calling this match. We're going to start right here with 10 questions like we always do. First category, Marvel. In Spider-Man No Way Home, which of the multiverse enemies is the first that Strange comes into contact with in the sewers?
You see that new Doctor Strange movie?
You know what? I have not seen it yet.
Yes,
I know.
Have. Come on, Andrew.
In which universe?
You're thinking about Top Gun, aren't you? 5, 4.
We should just talk about it every episode.
2, 1. Pens down, let's go to the Smasher.
Kirk Connors, Lizard.
Is correct. How about Mike Kalinowski?
This is 2 words. The Lizard.
That is, in fact, 2 words, and they are correct 1-1 as we go back to Jurassic Park. And here we go in the film that taught me what Barbasol is. Which movie in the franchise featured the line, "Monster is a relative term. To a canary, a cat is a monster. We're just used to being the cat."
Canister was the coolest thing ever.
It wasn't it cool. Oh, it had all the embryos.
So
in
bad.
It.
Yeah. Newman was there.
Yeah, Newman
blew me
Newman.
Away.
Dotson, we got Dotson here. Dotson.
See, no one cares.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens out, Mike, and let's go to Mike first.
I said Fallen Kingdom.
Is incorrect.
Oh, about Jurassic World.
There it is, and it's a 1-point lead. Yeah. For the Smasher.
A rare early miss from Kalinowski, but still a lot left to be played as we get to question number 3. Category is fantasy sci-fi. What 1990s film features supporting performances from Larry Drake, Ted Raimi, and Frances McDormand?
You ever miss those 90s fantasy sci-fi movies?
Oh my God, of course.
Feels like you just get a random one out of nowhere,
right?
You know? I thought you were going to give me the answer. I was struggling
city,
on that one. Why didn't you give it to me? Come on now. Help me out here.
Yeah, I think they both know this.
Possibly so.
5, 4, 3.
You're going to help me out. You didn't.
1. Pens down. Let's go to Smasher.
Darkman.
Is correct. Mike Kalinowski.
Who is Darkman?
He is everywhere and he is nowhere. 3-2 still in favor of the Smasher. Your next category is dystopian future and time travel. And for a point, who plays the role of Link, the operator on board the Nebuchadnezzar who takes over for Tank in The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions? Andrew, I'm not sure I understood what I just said.
I know, but you got to say Nebuchadnezzar, which is like...
I nailed that one.
You really did.
You know why?
And if you look at the spelling of it, what?
It's a Magic the Gathering card.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
I believe from the subset Legends.
Showing your age and your coolness.
5, 4, 3.
I played Magic.
2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Killer.
Harold Perrineau. Perrineau.
Is... We can accept that spelling?
Yep.
Harold Perrineau.
There you go.
That's how I spelled it right.
Very close. Very close on both sides.
Neither one of
you
all
have the little accent mark?
Neither one of you.
Yeah. You didn't have the accent mark, did you? So you're not perfect.
Are you going to challenge? Are you challenging?
I don't know that we needed the accent mark.
Yeah, we're going to keep on moving through to question. Please.
Can I apologize? I haven't done any impressions yet, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you like my impressions. I haven't been able to do one yet.
We have requested the writing team leave Batman out of this match. We'll see if that happens. As we get to question number 5 in the category of mixed bag, which film in the Alien franchise featured the tagline, "We are not alone"? I feel like you could recycle that for most, probably every movie.
it seems to be a running theme in that particular galaxy.
Who
knew? All right, they're taking their time thinking about this.
Yeah, I mean, these mixed bag questions can be really tough.
3, 2, 1. Pens down,
Taylor?
And let's go to Kevin Smets.
Alien.
Is incorrect. How about Kalinowski?
I said AVP Requiem.
We were looking for
Alien Resurrection is the answer that we were looking for. Alien Resurrection.
Alien.
A weird.
Resurrection.
Hmm.
Both neither gentleman.
No perfect game. No perfect game.
All right. So here's right. what we'll do. We'll go to the category of comic book movies.
All right.
Who doesn't love a big comic book flick? And here's your question for a point. Who plays the role of Victor Von Doom in Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer?
Imagine if he was just like an accountant or a mailman with a name like that.
Victor Von Doom?
Yeah, it'd be pretty lame, but also pretty awesome.
Probably not a thriving dental practice.
Definitely not. Welcome to Von Doom Dentistry. He doesn't sound like that.
4, 3, 2, 1. Please, Victor Von Doom is my father. You can call me Vic. Mike Kalinowski.
Julian McMahon?
Is correct.
Same, Julian McMahon.
Kevin Smets had it as well, and so Smets maintains a 1-point advantage here as we head to your next question.
Question number 7 in the category of swashbuckling adventure and pulp films. Which X-Men series actor plays Dr. Reinhardt Lane, a scientist who is the father of Penelope Ann Miller's Margot in The Shadow?
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, hated pulp in my orange juice.
And now
what? I hated chunky orange juice.
Breathe,
now,
buddy.
Give
breathe.
Me all
relax.
The
I
the
see
math,
him
bro.
Drinking his OJ with a spoon. It's
uncomfortable
for all of us.
Yeah, let me just scoop that like it's frozen yogurt.
That's just the orange.
5, 4, 3. Then you got to peel it.
Yeah,
2, 1.
True.
1. Pens down. Let's go to Kevin Smets.
We're the future, Charles. Not them. Ian McKellen.
Mike, that was pretty
he
good
beat
impression.
You to it. He beat you to it.
That was
it.
A pretty good Ian McKellen impression.
Is that what they say?
Well,
don't know if I could do an impression for Ian McKellen, but he's like, oysters? Oysters give me a rash. And that's a quote from The Shadow that we were talking about.
All right. We have opened a can of worms.
I'm just saying.
Let's move on.
We're jumping into
what a nerd.
Here.
To the category of quotes.
Quotes?
Who said it?
Quotes you say?
And here it is. What animated film featured the line, "Just remember, there's a thin line between being a hero and being a memory"?
Now, both competitors are having a lot of fun here, but this is a title match. I imagine things are going to buckle down quite a bit in the ensuing rounds.
And a line that seems to have stumped both of them. It's something it sounds like Ken Knapsack says after eating at 7-Eleven. 5, 4, 3.
I'm imagining him saying it.
1. Pens down, gentlemen, and let's go to Mike Kalinowski.
I said Lord of the Rings?
That is incorrect. Kevin
I said
Smets.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, you're both so darn dumb. No, you're very, very smart, but it's a tough question. The answer, The Transformers, the movie.
Oh.
Swing and a miss. Damn
our
it.
Writers having a heyday here in round one of this championship match.
Do you think our writers' room is high-fiving each other?
I'm sure
they just
they
landed
are.
Apollo 13 safely?
I mean, we're on question 9, and we have misses, a lot of misses on both sides of the board, but that's a great thing for both of them to latch onto. It's still only a 1-point game.
That's right. Smets enjoying the 1-point advantage. 6-5.
Category number 9 here is DC. In Jonah Hex, who plays the role of Lieutenant Grass, a Union soldier who enlists Hex as a bounty hunter?
I've never been in the military, but I worked at Old Navy for a summer, and I can tell you, you do not want the last name Grass, because all they're going to do is say, Grass!
Yeah,
get
so,
off your
I'm hung
you write
up on
so
the
fast.
First part of that.
5.
I'm trying to get my catch my
4.
Never
trying to catch your breath.
Been in the Army, but you worked at Old Navy.
2. Huh? 1. It counts. Pens down. Let's go to Kevin Smets.
Will Arnett.
Is correct. Mike Kalinowski.
Batman himself, Will Arnett.
All right, so they're keeping pace with each other. Kalinowski drafting off of Smets. Smets with the lead by 1 as we careen into your final category in round 1 in this championship Intergeekdom match. The category is Hasbro. And the question. What is the name of the fictional town that 2017's Power Rangers takes place in? That is.
I wrote it first. I know it more than
Nick
you do.
Nick Saban's Power Rangers.
Yes. Yeah.
Nick
Hasbro.
Saban, beloved Alabama coach, big Power Ranger guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still writing. I know it more than
five,
you do.
Four,
I'm the better geek.
Drawing.
Three,
it looks like.
Two. One. It's not a question of whether they know. It's a question of who can write it the fastest.
Yes.
Mike, we are going to start with you and your fast penmanship.
We do. It's Angel Grove.
That's actually very legible. Kevin
it
Spence.
Is.
Taking a nod from Hector Navarro, I drew a picture with it. Angel Grove. And it's
oh,
a sign.
Look at that.
A sign. That's
sign.
Why you read it faster than me.
Yeah. You still wrote
points
slow.
Points for speed and points for quality.
I was right.
Over here.
You beat.
Right. Well, I'm going to say this. This was one of the lesser scoring rounds between these two, and that's a compliment to
that's
both
That's a
gentlemen,
dig at us.
Because
yeah.
It was not a dig.
That's
it's
a
how
dig
well
at
you
us.
Always played. It is 8-7 in favor of the Smasher, and now we might see some of that goodwill give favor towards competitive edge because we enter round number two, the wheel round. Each competitor gets a spin at the wheel. Once they settle on a category, five questions emerge, each one worth 2 points unless they check to multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number two, so it is still Mike's belt to defend, but Kevin the Smasher Smets and some guy have a decision to make. Would you like to spin the wheel first or defer to your opponent?
I'll defer to the champ.
All right, and now Mike has the green light to spin at your ready.
I am ready to go.
All right.
You know, the energy is so different than past matches,
yep.
But I think it's better for Kalinowski. He's kind of eased up a little bit, taking a little pressure off his shoulders.
All right, so that is Star Wars. That is pointing at Star
yes.
Wars.
Okay. Big arrow. Yeah. Big arrow.
I would have loved
big
to take arrow. The wild, but okay. Okay. I will.
Do you want to keep Star Wars or defer?
We're going to spin again.
All right.
Yeah,
use the
again.
Force, Mike. Use the force.
I all will, right. Buddy boy.
That's how well these two work together. All Shannon has to give him is a look. And
yep, I know.
They want the wild. They are really living by the seat of their pants.
I
couldn't
love
be
it.
Wild.
Oh.
Dystopian
right.
Future
yeah.
And time travel is the category they end up spinning.
Kalinowski, you are down by one. You got five questions coming your way in the category of dystopian future and time travel. You have all three of your repeats, my friend. And we're going to start right here with question number one. Kalinowski, who plays Barnes, John Connor's right-hand man in Terminator Salvation?
Something which I am not. Common.
I see what you did there. Two
that's
points
there.
And the lead in favor of the champ.
Yeah, that was something.
Between that
and
the two words at the top of the show, I don't know which one my favorite is. All right, KO, here we go. Question number two in the category of dystopian and time travel. In Back to the Future, Doc Brown tells Marty to meet him at Twin Pines Mall at what precise time?
a.m.
That is correct for two more points. A great grab there.
Cool, maybe Mike Kalinowski's entire future riding on
did
that.
Did you know he was 1 minute late and showed up at 1:16?
All right. That's a fun fact we can all go back and enjoy after the match.
Scruples,
question
pal.
Number three here in the same category. Who directed Waterworld?
I do the show, you know.
I can't believe you got a Waterworld question.
Kevin Reynolds.
Kevin Reynolds is correct for two more points and a perfect
he's
round
in Waterworld.
Thus far.
You better not miss that, dude.
Mike, the killer Kalinowski now up five. In which Terminator film is Arnold Schwarzenegger's character referred to as the Guardian?
Five. Four, three, two.
Terminator Genesis.
That is correct.
Oh,
two
wow.
More points. I don't know if he knew it, but you can hear his manager yelling, trust your gut. A great steal there.
That's right. Kalinowski now has opened up a seven-point gash over the Smasher, who has yet to face his round two questioning. One final query remains for Kalinowski in the category of dystopian future and time travel.
Actor Bruce Spence appears as a pilot in how many films in the Mad Max franchise?
He gets his name in the second one. He appears in two films.
Two is correct.
Wow.
The Road Warrior and Beyond Thunderdome, and that is why he's the IG champion, Ellis.
And I'm going to ask for the match to continue and have the Smasher and whoever's managing him step up to the wheel.
Sorry.
There's
right,
the spin.
The spin is in.
Just in the nick of time.
Come on.
Round and round it goes. Alien and Predator. That's one of his managers. Let's see if we can get
the answer here.
Yeah. Roll.
Alien and Predator. Five questions. Now facing Smets. And if Smets goes perfect, like what we just witnessed from Mike Townowski, he could have the lead as we head into round number three. Your first question in the category of Alien and Predator. In Aliens, after Ripley is rescued as the film begins, she is taken to what station to recover from?
Gateway
for a few
Station.
Days? You said?
Gateway.
Gateway
G-A-T-E
Station.
W-A-W.
Like
or
the
W-A-Y.
Affordable brand of computers from the late 90s. That is correct. For 2 points, right. And Smet's on the board here in round two. Your next question. In what film featuring the Predator character will you hear the line, "You can't see the eyes of the demon until him come calling"?
Kaiser yelling at Smets there to take his time. Even though he knew the answer, that's what you have to do in this type of match.
Predator 2.
Is correct for two more points, and Smets has cut the lead of Kalinowski 2-5. All right, your next question, your third in this category of Alien and Predator. Which MCU actor plays a ship pilot named Ravel in Prometheus?
Benedict Wong.
That's another correct answer for Kevin Smets. 17-14, this is the kind of match we expected to see. With a belt on the line, your next question. In Alien, the Nostromo is what type of towing vehicle?
Commercial towing vehicle, 20 million tons of mineral oil. Commercial towing.
It sounds more boring than that movie would indicate. commercial is correct, and that cuts the lead to one. Here is where we stand. One question remains for Kevin the Smasher Smets in the category of Alien and Predator. If he hits it, he will have the lead as we head into round number three.
If you go multiple, we tie. And we could, you know, you want to tie, so go multiple, buddy. Come on.
Your final question, Kevin.
Are you drunk?
In the category of Alien and Predator, in the film Alien Resurrection, what is the name of the medical research vessel that Ripley is on?
I'm going to go multiple choice.
Fine. All right, multiple choice. Your
I know it. I got to hear it because I'm going to botch it.
Is it A, Orion, B, Auriga, C, Olympia, or D, Goliath?
B, Auriga.
That is correct for a point, and like Kalinowski, 17-17 after round number two. Your thoughts so far?
Yeah, I mean, you watch the way that round one kind of unfolds, both them finding their footing and a really tough round one to give credit to our riders, but this is where you really see how great, how dominant these two guys are. A wealth of knowledge all the way across the board and a tie game as we get to round three.
This is the betting round, and here's how it works. A question will be asked from one particular category. Once the category is landed upon, we will then get a wager from each competitor up to 3 points. And then the ensuing question, if the competitor gets that question correct, they gain as many points as they wagered. Should they miss it, they lose that many points. So now, because Mike Kalinowski is the belt holder in a tied ball game, you have the tiebreaker. So you may spin that wheel once more. That will determine the category from which we get the betting round.
Let us go. Here we go, buddy boys.
Betting ground, I love to watch.
Here we go.
We
here
saw
we go.
What happened
here
in that last match between Oyama and Sam.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's neck and neck when you come out of round three. Other times you see a massive point swing.
Could be a big 6-point swing here. And Kalinowski has spun Star Wars. Is he going to keep it? He does have the option to spin again.
Eyeing down his competitor. I feel like he might spin away, Ellis.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'm going to spin again.
All right, he's spinning away from the galaxy far, far away. Looking for one closer to
Earth. So be it.
Round and round. They're both clapping like they're on a game show. They really get along. Alien and Predator. The wagers are in. We have the bets up here at the answer desk. And now Andrew Guy will be proctoring the question. It's like round one. You have 15 seconds to get a correct answer. You do have all three repeats each should you need some more time.
All right, 17-17. Here we go. Lance Henriksen appears in how many films in the overall Alien and Predator franchise?
Fan favorite, convention staple, Lance Henriksen.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's in every.
I was just, again, I watched Quick and the Dead the other day. He's in there as well.
Is he really?
He's great. He's great in everything.
five, four. All right, that is one repeat for the Smasher.
The category of Alien and Predator. Lance Henriksen appears in how many films in the overall Alien and Predator franchise?
But we all know his finest work.
Yeah.
Is, besides these movies.
It was Alien.
Oh, besides these.
Hard Target.
Hard Target.
The bad guys. Hunting humans.
Love Hard Target.
Four. Everyone should. Three. Two. One. Pens down. And let's first go to Mike the Killer Kalinowski. First of all, let's get your wager.
I wagered three.
And Kevin Spence, you wagered?
I wagered three as well.
All right. Now, Mike, we're going to go to you for your attempt at an answer.
I hope it's serendipity because I believe it's three films.
And Kevin Smets, your attempt.
I sure hope so too. It's three.
You're all right.
There it is. 20 to 20. Exactly like we were talking about. A lot of times out of that betting round, it's an even score. No swing here.
That's how it works sometimes when you go to Vegas is you come out even. Not for Andrew and myself,
for
but for other people we've read about in trades. So now we go to round number four. This is the lightning round. It is the speed round. Five total questions, each one worth 1 point. Here's the rub. Once it is asked and then a competitor buzzes in, they have 2 seconds maximum to get that correct answer out of their mouth. If they do so in the allotted time, they gain a point. Should they miss the question with a wrong answer or not get the correct answer in that allotted 2 second time, they lose a point. So the buzzers become paramount in the speed.
Here we go, guys. Five questions coming your way, starting right here in the speed round. Who plays Alex, an advanced T-5000?
Kevin.
Matthew Smith.
That is correct for 1 point.
All right, Smets takes the lead.
Question number two. Chris Christopherson played the role of Abraham.
That is Kevin.
Three times.
That is correct for another point there. Up to question number three. Who is the only individual character mentioned during the Star Wars Episode 4 crawl?
Kevin.
Princess Leia.
That is correct again. The Smasher on fire here. Kalinowski looking to bounce back. Question number four. What year saw the release of Darkman?
Mike.
1990.
That is correct. Kalinowski fires back down by two, Ellis.
Big answer there. Final question in the speed round is now upon us.
Which actor appeared in Spider-Man Far From Home, The Dark Knight Rises, and Rogue One?
Mike.
Ben Mendelsohn.
That is correct.
Wow.
For a last second steal there by Kalinowski. Only down by one, Ellis, as we head into the final round.
An unbelievable comeback. Smets firing out of the gate with three rapid fire in the speed round points, but then Kalinowski showing the kind of metal he's made of that's got him that belt and multiple defenses of it, getting those last 2 points. That might have been the longest we've ever waited for a correct answer in the speed round, but Mike, maybe he knew he needed one extra point. He takes a shot, he hits it, and now he just trails by one as we enter into round number five, the round that will determine the match, where 10 total points are at stake for each competitor in the form of three questions that get more difficult as the point value increases. 2 points, then 3 points. And finally, 5 points are the values of the questions that we arrive at thanks to our competitors. We get a series of numbers, three in total from each of you that range from 1 to 16. And so Kalinowski trail Smets by one, so we're going to go to the Smasher first from 1 to 16. What three numbers feel fortunate?
2, 7, and 14.
2, 7, and 14, and now to Kalinowski.
I think you took my numbers.
I didn't mean to. I honestly
think
don't do that.
To what numbers am I picking to?
From 1 to 16, okay. 2, 7, and 14 are
that's
off.
That's Chander's move.
4, 10, and 1.
So, Andrew, it's that moment. And
it
this is the moment that you'll love if you're a fan of the Schmodown.
Hey.
If you're a fan of competition or entertainment of any sort, this is what you'll love in the Schmodown. The final round, and it all comes down to this. Kalinowski, ready to go here with his 2 point.
All right, Mike, you selected number four for your first question, which is going to take us over to the world of scores and soundtracks.
Okay.
Scores and soundtracks for 2 points, and to send it back over to your opponent. Who composed the score for Man of Steel and The Dark Knight Rises?
Do
just won an Academy Award, Mr. Hans Zimmer.
That is correct for 2 points. Really more of a formality, it feels like, in these championship matches, the two-point question.
The two-pointer, but if you're rooting for the Smasher right now, you're knocking on wood. Yep. And hoping that two-point train continues, we now go to Kevin Smets for his two-pointer. You incidentally selected number two, and that corresponds to villains. And your question for 2 points and to regain the lead. What DC villain has the alter ego Edward Nygma?
The Riddler.
Smets is back on top.
That's right, 25-24 KO, which means we're going back over to you for your three-point question. It puts you up at 27 if you hit it correct and giving you the cushion of a two-point lead. You selected number 10. That category is going to coincide. That number is going to coincide with the category of swashbuckling adventure and pulp films. You have all three of your repeats remaining. And here we go for 3 points in the lead. In The Curse of the Black Pearl, what is the name of the British ship known as the fastest ship in the seas?
It's between two, so I'm going to say the Interceptor.
No ship can match the Interceptor for speed. Kalinowski going with a great guess there, trusting his gut again. 27-25.
How about that? And Kalinowski, and now Smets sort of looking to intercept that belt that Kalinowski currently owns. I guess it's now up for grabs. Kevin Smets, your three-pointer is finally upon us, and you selected category 7, and Joe Theismann's number corresponds to Spider-Man movies. And Spider-Man, and your question. Which actor plays Dr. Kirk Connors in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy?
Dylan Baker.
Smets has the lead once again, 28-27. Oh. Did you expect anything less? It has all come down to this. Kalinowski, Smets, they're marquee names in the movie trivia showdown. They're legends in the inner geekdom, and now they face their 5 pointers that could determine which home that belt will be residing in.
1 point separates the two, as it's been the entire match way through. Kalinowski, champion, you selected number one for your final question. The category that you're going to get worth 5 points is mixed bag. Mixed bag. You can hear the audience response there, knowing that you never know what you're going to get. For 5 points, and to take the lead once again, and make the Smasher have to hit his 5 to take that belt. In the category of mixed bag, in Dread 2012, judges are assigned to protect various sectors. Which sector is Judge Dread part of? Somehow he's got here with all three of his repeats remaining, and we know that Mike loves to use all of them if he ever finds trouble on that 5-pointer.
That's right. As great as he is on his feet in something like the speed round, he's even better when he has time to think these questions through. 5, 4, 3.
Repeat
two.
The question,
that's
please.
That's his first of 3.
In the category of mixed bag for 5 points. In 2012's Dread, judges are assigned to protect various sectors. Which sector is Judge Dredd part of?
I think you got me on this one, buddy, because this is...
5, 4.
Yeah, repeat it.
All right.
It's your second repeat. In 2012's Dread, judges are assigned to protect various sectors. Which sector is Judge Dredd part of?
I'm shooting in the dark, honestly, on this one. I'm going to say...
Mike almost answering. Shannon telling him to use his time.
5.
I mean, he's in charge of the sector, so...
3.
One more repeat.
2. All right, final one.
The category of mixed bag for 5 points and to stay alive. In 2012's Dread, judges are assigned to protect various sectors. Which sector is Judge Dread part of?
I just don't know if this is the wording of it. Because it's... That's not it, but I'm going to go with...
5.
Mega City 1.
The winner of the match and new Inner Geekdom SmackDown champion of the world, Kevin!
We did it!
The Smasher!
We did it!
Smash.
We did it!
Sector 13 is what we were looking for. Sector 13 and KO finally gets defeated on top of that mountain.
The unlucky number throughout history is 13, but it smiles upon Kevin the Smasher Smets, and the comeback story is complete. What a rousing victory he had against Chandra the Chosen Don DePonte, and now he takes the belt off of Mike Kalinowski all these many months, and indeed years later, since he bravely fought cancer, he's back in the league now, and he has the Inner Geekdom belt once again. A great display of sportsmanship across the board here with hugs all around. There's been bad blood in this rivalry before. There's been a lot of jokes. There's been a lot of wisecracks and some very choice trash talk words, but at the end of the day, it all becomes competitive between these two, and it all comes down to knowledge. Kevin Smets just that much better today, and it earned him a big shiny belt.
I mean, it literally is just that much better when you talk about it, Ellis. Him taking a 2-year break from the league, a hiatus, as you said, battling and defeating cancer there. And like you called at the top of the match, a great analogy. We have Lennox, we have Tyson, very different play styles all the way through. KO stayed with it, especially in that speed round. He was down 3, but what does he do? He's got experience, he keeps his head cool, and he comes right back. But the Smasher came out firing today, and he was tough to keep up with.
It's how great both of these competitors are, because you saw Kevin Smets kind of going for that knockout in the speed round.
He
He gets 3 quick points, and Kalinowski's kind of looking like a little dazed, but then he shows that championship medal that has earned him that belt so many times, cutting the lead to a mere 1, and that ended up being the difference. 28-27 is your final, with Kevin the Smasher Smets writing a Cinderella story you couldn't even tell in fairy tales. And now he and, unfortunately, his manager Kaiser are going to be joining Jen Sturger for what I imagine is going to be a very emotional post-match interview. Jen, take it away.
Kevin, it has been a very long and crazy journey for you to get back to this moment. I mean, let's face it, between the retirement to the biggest battle of your life to coming back to facing Chandru, you didn't face any slouches. There were no warm-up matches to this very moment to face arguably your biggest rival in the movie Trivia Showdown. He is your biggest rival in the movie Trivia Showdown. Your mountain to climb. How does it feel to have this hardware back on your shoulder?
If you asked me a year ago that I'd get to play against the greatest of all time in this division, and that is a fact.
Yep.
I probably would have laughed. I don't know. It was a really tough being away. It was tough being away because I missed everybody too. And that included my great rival there, Mike Kalinowski. You know, there's a thing about loyalty. And Mike was always loyal to me when I was gone. He was always checking up on me to make sure that I was doing good, man. I wish there could be 2 belts and there could be 2 winners today, because he's a champion in my book. Brother, I would take a bullet for you. We're in a league right now where there's people that are showing their true colors. But I tell you what, I'd go to war with you any day, man. I thank you for the match you gave me. I thank you for coming to my house at Spectacular the streaming season when I was out and you brought me home-cooked food. I think I still have leftovers because it was so good. We tried to freeze it. But I just thank you for being the champion that you are. I thank you for giving me the match that we knew we were going to have. And I had a hell of a time out there, man. That was just, I'm honored to ever be in the same ring as the great one. You are literally the greatest of all time, and I hate to take the belt from you, but as far as that goes, this is a dream, and it's very indescribable. I don't know what I would have told you a year ago if you told me that I'd be standing here holding the belt with you again. When things got dark, it got real dark. So I'm so happy here, and those days are behind me now. The Smasher's here, and he's the champion, and I'm looking forward to whatever the future holds.
And there's not a man happier for you than this gentleman standing next to you that's been there the whole ride. You know, you two came into this league together. You made a lot of noise. You made a lot of enemies. How does this feel right now?
You know, they keep trying to take this belt out of the dungeon, but we keep bringing it back home. And it's going into Kira's crib in about an hour. Let me tell you that. That's the first stop for the belt. And let me tell you something. KO may have some choice words for me sometimes, but that's part of the game. Nobody does it better than Mike Kalinowski. He's a great champion. He always will be. And we're going to see him again. All right? Queen, she's a hell of a manager. We all know her reputation. So corruption's always in somebody's way, and you just gotta keep studying, you gotta keep working. Man, I'm telling you, this is a dream come true. You're my best friend in the world.
Love you, bro.
There's nobody else I'd rather do this with, and we did what we said we were gonna do. The dungeon's back. We got a belt. Oh, sorry, Jen. Yeah. I'm gonna knock myself up, but Alice would probably want that to happen. Anyway, so I shut up. Anyways, I'm ecstatic, Jen. It's one of the best days of my life. I love winning with this kid.
Well, I also have some news for you that you may or may not be aware of, but Mike Kalinowski is due for his automatic rematch, being that he is the caliber of champion that he was. How do you guys feel about running this back?
Let's do it right now. Can we? You guys got more questions? I'm ready to go. I am so fired up.
And TJ is like, no.
And I know he'd be fired up to do that too. No, in all seriousness, there's no one that I'd rather defend this belt. There's no one rather I would go to war with. Like I said, I'd like to go to war with him on my side, but I'd also like to go head to toe. Let's do this again. I'll be ready. I keep getting better and better. This comeback was a process. Started with Chundru. It went to Saul. It went through Mike. If it has to go through Mike again, it'll go through Mike again.
I got one last thing, Jen.
Of course
I got something.
You do? I'm looking at you. I'm looking at all the donkeys in the den. Payback is coming.
Well, it's kind of hard to follow that with that. I just want to thank my wife and for being there and watching all those movies with me and the Best Bets thread. And you know, it takes a village sometimes to beat someone in the caliber as him. So everybody who helped me, I just want to thank you for that. And yeah, the den are trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, baby, we did it.
Back to the
you did it, baby, you did it.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you get invested in the storylines, in the match itself, in seeing how many questions we at home or even us at the answer desk know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's about the people, and it's about this community and indeed this family. Kevin the Smasher Smets, a shining example of how the Schmodown is much more than just a game.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 years since Kevin hoisted that belt above his head, and it's back on a deserved shoulder, deserved waist. However he wants to wear it, he can do whatever he wants. He's the champ once again. It's so great to see these guys coming back. Sam Levine, the Smasher, who have taken little breaks from the game, but they have not stepped away from studying. And you can see how much that has come through here in Season 9, in the reboot, and what an appropriate name for both of these guys, and especially the Smasher today, to walk away with that belt.
Yeah, and you just saw shades of it sort of hitting him and his manager and Jen during that post-match interview. I imagine it's going to take some time for all the adrenaline to wear off, and you really sit back and you think of what he's been through the last couple years. But let's not also lose sight of the fact that Mike Kalinowski has been not only an A-plus competitor, but a great ambassador for the Inner Geekdom and indeed all of the movie trivia Schmodown, and certainly a leader within his own faction alongside his queen. Corruption has risen to the top ranks of the Schmodown, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, even with a loss today.
Definitely not, but I'm very curious to see what KO's future is from here. He just came off of a massive teams loss in the championship match against Shazam. Now, the reason I say massive is not because they lost, but because he has to find himself with a new partner. Yeah. Corruption had to break up. So you couple that with what happened today, having to give up his belt, and I wonder where one of our Schmodown Rushmore competitors' headspace might be at after a very rough little run here on Friday Night Titans.
Well, I'd say for either one of these fine talents, a vacation is in order, but knowing
very
them,
well
they're
earned.
Probably just going right back to the talking picture book movies. And that is going to do it for us here as we throw it back to Jen Sturger to talk with Mike Kalinowski and Shannon Barney. Jen, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm joined with the Lady Corruption, Shannon Barney, and Mike Kalinowski. Oh. Mike, all of this aside, and today's result aside, mm-hmm. you are without a doubt the most amazing IG champion that we have ever had at the Movie Trivia Schmodown. I'm not sure if you heard all of the words that Kevin Smith said about you, but I mean, they're everything that we've all thought for the longest time. Whether you were a good guy or a bad guy or an in-between guy or a smart-ass guy, which was all of the time, we loved you and will continue to root for you, regardless of whether or not you're our champion.
That means a lot. Kind of at a loss for words right now. I know that's hard to believe, me at a loss for words. I've had this belt for a year now. And doing things that have not been done with that belt, you know, defending it as many times as I have. And Smets was always there on the horizon. I just knew he was always out there and wanting that belt back. And you know, it's been a rough go so far. I've lost my partner, with Chance, and I now not together anymore. And having this belt gone, But I will say this. I've lost the belt twice before. I've lost it to two people, Rachel Cushing and Kevin Smets. And there's no one I'd rather lose it to than either of those two. And especially knowing what Kevin's gone through and the buildup that he did to get there. He has the heart of a warrior, the heart of a champion. And if I was going to lose that belt, it was going to be to him. So I don't mind losing to him today. It's where the belt needs to be for now. He's earned it. It's where it needs to be for now. And as we've seen in this game, it goes where it wants to go, that belt. I was at the top of the mountain for a very long time, and now I'm off that mountain. What do I do? Do I go back up the same mountain? Or do I find a higher mountain and climb that one? I don't know. I don't know right now.
I think one of the things that we all noticed during this match is, you know, most title matches, they all have that intensity to them. They all have that, you know, like, and trust me, there were plenty of moments where we were all on the edge of our seat. But I think what was most abundantly clear during this match is the love and respect that you and Kevin have for each other after everything you've been through.
This season was about fun for me. I did what I wanted to do last season. I wanted to have fun. I just wanted to come out here, and I think it's evident in my gameplay and just wanting to have fun. I'm sorry I didn't get to do any impressions. You know, that's a bummer.
I think you did them all during the Batman match. Yeah. Come on.
But I wanted to have fun, and that's what this match was for. But again, you with two competitors of our level, it gets in there. The stakes get in there. The competitiveness gets in there. The digs get in there. So yeah, it's cutthroat. It was what it is. But it's two people that love what they love and going at it, trying to be the best they are. So yeah, I'm all over the place in my emotions right now. I'm sorry. It's a lot.
So if you can't find the words, yeah. I know that Shannon can find them for you because this lady's been by your side since day one. Shannon, how are you feeling after today's loss?
As a manager this season, I would be lying if I didn't say I'm disheartened, not by any of my players' performances. It's just the game has taken literally everything away from me this season, and we're still very early in it. You know, the Schmodown gods giveth, and they taketh away, and when you're literally at the top, as it's been said a million times, there's only room to fall, and clearly that's what's happening. I lost our singles champ. I lost my absolutely beloved Corruption. We just lost this IG belt, and I lost my edge. And it's disheartening, but it's part of the game, and this is what we signed up to do. And it's why Corruption, as a faction, is one of the best to ever exist and the best to do it. And just because we've taken a little bit of a tumble doesn't mean anything's over. It just means we have room to climb right back up to the top where we belong. So while it is disheartening to have these moments of loss and grief and disappointment, it's never because of the way my players play. Mike threw it all out there. There were three champions in the room today who didn't know that five-pointer. You can't answer what you don't know. Mike, you didn't make a single stupid mistake today. You had fun, you put it out there, and you answered every single question that you knew the answer to. And that's all you can do. Smets deserved the win. Kaiser deserved the win. If there's any other place for that IG belt to be besides Corruption, the dungeon's not a bad place for it. So we take this loss and we take our time to regroup, get our bearings about ourselves, and we come back and see what next job lies in front of us.
Shannon, listen, if there's anything that you've kind of become known for, it's the season never starts your way.
Never.
And somehow you always end up being the person standing at the end of the season going, I told you so. So if this is just the next mountain for you both to climb, I can't imagine doing it with a better person than the person that you're standing next to. So that said, you do get an automatic rematch. And I know that as much as everyone in this room, except for PJ, would like to run it back immediately.
Right now.
How are you feeling about that prospect being out there?
Well, I like to say I never get sick of seeing myself on camera or playing this game. Yes. But I could feel that the fans might be a little sick of seeing Kalinowski in an IG match. Maybe they are. I don't want to speak for everybody. I don't know when I'm going to use that. I've earned it. I love IG, but I have to see what else is going on in the Schmodown this year. I don't have a teammate anymore. I am in singles, so I don't know if the focus has got to go somewhere else right now. I don't know. It's nice to have. With my other cigars right here, just keep it in my front pocket, that little rematch. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. Tough loss out there today, Mike. But ladies and gentlemen, Mike, the killer Kalinowski. Back to the desk.
You know, you talk about the emotion associated with the winner, Kevin the Smasher Smets, for maybe more obvious reasons, but there's a lot of juice flowing through these corruption veins right now. And you even saw, you know, Jen letting Mike know, look, you've earned it, and I think we all would agree with it. You have the chance for a rematch at some point, but Mike wanting to take some time here with his Schmodown future, and I think that that is earned.
Yeah, I mean, Mike has been the Boss Bateman coming up in his singles career. Yeah. He's just come out of teams. He's just come off of losing the belt here in IG, and you know what? I think he deserves it. I think he deserves his time off. Look, I have been in, not even in this spot before. I've never been a champion, and I've lost my belt. I've just been in matches that meant a lot to me, and I always know that KO brings his heart and leaves it out on the battlefield. And I imagine after these last, again, couple episodes of Titans, losing his partner, losing the belt, he deserves time off and he needs to focus on singles. So as of right now, I think it's a great choice by the killer to take his time and come back when he's ready. Because you know what? We're all going to be here waiting for Smets Kalinowski 4, no matter when it comes.
I mean, you talk about needing a vacation. Look at what this guy's done. Look at the title defenses. Look at him earning the title back. I mean, he's done so much for the league and in the league. I feel like I need a vacation after dealing with Kaiser for 5 rounds. I can't imagine how much time Mike Kalinowski needs, but he has it to just sort of kick back and appreciate what he's been able to do in this league. So 2 A-plus warriors here today. Yes. Kevin the Smasher Smets is your winner against a very game and competitive and really playing a great match here. Mike the Killer Kalinowski. Andrew Guy, just when you thought you've seen it all here on Friday Night Titans, the Schmodown, the World Championship of Movie Trivia, tosses us another gem.
Never fails to deliver. 2 champions battling it out. Only one can walk away with the belt, and I cannot wait to see Smets Kalinowski 4, whenever that may be.
Island Fruit, Paradise Cove. Those nicknames will not stick, but the Killer and the Smasher, they're going to be around for a little bit. Thanks for watching this edition of Friday Night Titans here at the Schmodown, the World Championship of Movie Trivia. We'll see you next time.